Hello and welcome to the AIS Arena for tonight's matchup between the Bully Melbourne Boomers and the home team, Canberra Transact Capitals. As we get set for what should be a very interesting game, the crowd's already rolling into the AIS Arena. A good crowd starting to build up here for, well, a rematch from 2 weeks ago where Bully did just about everything right except win the game. And it was Lauren Jackson on that occasion in the first quarter that made the difference. Craig Gravel joining me in the commentary tonight is Michelle Hocking. And Michelle, quite an interesting game tonight because both teams with significant additions to the lineup.
That's right, Craig. I mean, Capitals had a big signing this week with Helena Beer coming out of the WNBA. She only really had a big week. Exciting player, and I really think she'll bring some speed and excitement to the Capitals lineup. Probably not going to fill the hole in Jackson's left, but she'll go some way to doing that.
And of course, on the other side, the number 8 back out in the Bully Melbourne Boomers jumper, Alison Tranquilli, an Australian opal, and certainly after a few years overseas, has been just unfortunately stricken with injuries over the last year or so, which has delayed her return to the Price Attack WNBL.
Yeah, she's good to see Alison Tranquilli. I'm going to call her Cookie. Good to see her back in the league. She's a great player, and you know, in her earlier years with the league, she dominated the competition. Dynamic scorer, great defender, and just a really smart baller. So you know, even if she perhaps doesn't have her game touch and doesn't have the fitness that she's had in previous times when she's been in the league, she's still going to make a great contribution to the Bully lineup.
It's going to be an interesting game tonight. We're getting close to game time. Just to run down the lineup as the program, it's Kelly Hannett, Angela Marino, Natalie Hurst, Eleanor Sharp, Peter Sinclair, Jenny Whittle, Kelly Abrams, Derrida Cooper, Tracy Beattie, Kylie Kaiser, Alana Beard, and I'll probably get this name wrong three or four times, but they're pronouncing it as Alana a lot differently to what we do here as Elena, which I'm going to struggle with, I can tell you that now. So I've got 6 weeks to get this right. And of course, Sally Bevilacqua, plenty of experience there at international level, and of course, plenty of experience at WNBA level as well. And of course, interesting, Tandy Mondello sitting in the crowd tonight watching this game. So certainly some international experience just in the crowd watching along. It's for the Bully Melbourne Boomers, Sharon Milner, Desiree Glorbit, Nene Butler, Alison Tranquilli, Karen Jordan, Larissa Kavanagh, Zoe Carr, Katie David, Chloe Grimer, and Katrina Nevis, number 40, coming off a huge bag of points last week. And she is in a fine patch of form for the year 2004-05 Prize Attack WNBL Player of the Year, MVP of the league.
And that's right, we've had experience in the WNBA world as well, and she's in the class act. She gets it done at both ends of the floor, and she's really, I mean, this bullying team is to a large degree built around her. I know Butler's not playing tonight in the league. She's got a knee injury that she's carrying, so she's out of the lineup. But the other kid that's really been doing a job for him this season has been Desiree Glorbit. She's been, you know, contributing solidly on the scoring and offensive end of the floor. And, you know, she just makes some great plays and can turn the game around. So they're an exciting group, and I think they'll be top four, there's no doubt about it.
Yeah, they're a group that's had one thing in this league that is very important, and that's stability in the lineup. And as they have been able to keep that core group together, Cheryl has certainly grown as a coach in the 4 years or 3.5 seasons that she has had them. And it's really coming together very well for the Bulleen Melbourne Boomers. We had a chance to talk to both the coaches, and we will hear from first Cheryl Chambers, then Kerry Graff. Right now,
you're back in the nation's capital and looking to turn around what was a narrow defeat last time.
Yeah, certainly. We're keen. We don't like to lose, so we're keen to get out here and give it another go.
Had a great win against Townsville last week, and obviously the team is in a good frame of mind. Ellison's been really warming up here at the moment, so you've decided to bring out a few big guns.
Yeah, well, she played a little bit last week and did really well, so we certainly deserve to go along. She's certainly not ready to play a full game yet, but, you know, she gives us a lot of experience and hopefully help us get over the line.
You won't see as much tall action on the court tonight from the Capitals, but does that really change the game plan at all?
Oh, a little bit. I guess we've got a little bit of a different focus. Instead of looking after someone tall, we're looking after someone who's a flat-out scorer, so it is a bit of a change of plan, but I guess we're still focusing on certain people.
Well, all the best tonight.
Thank you.
There's a big import signing during the week, and I guess it's Rosetech WNBL is fortunate that it's got a reputation now that can draw people like All-Star WNBA players to it.
Yeah, absolutely. I mean, it's a coup for us to get a player for standing. You know, like say, she's a second-year pro player, made the All-Star team this year in the East. She's probably the quickest athlete we've seen in the WNBL ever. You know, super one-on-one player, great first and great defender. I mean, when you can bring out an import that's a great player and a great person, I think it speaks volumes for your club and for the league.
She's normally a two. Are you going to try and move her up into the 3-4, or are you going to just play her in the spot that she's certainly become accustomed?
We're just going to have her play. You know, we're going to go small, you know, start with Shannon Whittle and go four smalls around her and just let her play, spread the floor, open the game up so that Sharp, Abrams and Big can put on the floor and penetrate, work off Whittle, pass and cut, get some on-ball screening action, really just let her freelance a little bit. I think there's enough talent out there and understanding with that sort of group that they can just let her play. I mean, we ran through some sets this morning, a shootout, but it's not a lot of time to get used to running a whole lot of players. So we'll just keep it simple and play with a group of smalls, which really is the WNBL. I mean, you look at the opposition teams and, you know, they play their post players at 6 foot, so we'll not do outmatched size-wise.
Of course, Cheryl's known for having the most plays in the league. Obviously, since the last matchup, she would have rewritten a few plays.
Yeah, well, we'll see. I mean, for us, it's about playing team lockdown there. You know, so they had a few sets last time that were effective and some little big screening action and some screens for Grimer, but we just got to make sure that we play together as a team. You know, with the group we've got, we can switch a little bit, we can leave Jenny Whittle in the paint and just see what they got to throw at us and make some adjustments through the course of the game.
Well, good luck tonight.
Thank you.
So running down is the order for the day for the Canberra Transact Capital. It should make for a very entertaining brand of basketball. And, well, Michelle, it's going to be very interesting to see how the Bulldogs versus are going to play freestyle basketball.
Yeah, it'll be something that's probably not new to season. In recent times, the league generally is going for much more disciplined basketball games. We haven't seen them running that type of basketball in the past, but, you know, the Cats have got to play it that way. They've got Jackson, they've got a lot of quicks, and they need to use that to their advantage and get up and down the floor quickly. You've got Murray who will pick the ball up, so the way for the Cats to play.
I had thought at the beginning of the season, knowing that they had beating Whittle and Jackson, the run and gun would be what most teams would employ, because once the Cats set their defence, it's going to be very hard to get past them. Now, with Jackson out, we saw that Perth were playing a very quick game last week. They were still playing a hard-court game, but they were able to get it in quickly, break up that defence, but it was only in the last quarter when they couldn't break the Cats' zone that it really fell down. Interesting to see Sarah Berry as at the game tonight, and coming along with her new mark.
Yes, I know Sarah's playing maybe local competition, but I'm not sure what her aspirations are for the national team. It's a big ask for little baby to get back into that kind of commitment. So you can see her around supporting the girls.
Boomers are out on the floor. It's Milner, Davis, Gibbons, Grimer and Kavanagh, the starting five for the Bulldogs of the Boomers tonight. And for the Capitals, well, of course, it is the captain, Sharp, Abrams, Whittle, and also going out there, Kelly Bevilacqua, and of course, Elena Beard. No surprises that she's walking out on the floor to kick off. Probably it's probably been said, the best credentials import ever to come to the league. It's Whittle versus Grimer in the centre to start the game. And the Capital supporters, they're still filing in here. It's a great opportunity to see such a, such a high-class floor. And as we've already mentioned, four players that have all played WNBA All in the air as Whittle gets the tap back to Bevel Aqua, goes left side to Sharp, who has an alternative, steps at 3 points, rattles on the iron, and Grimer will do the first of the rebound. Kicks itself to Milner, down to Hibbert, goes back to Grimer at the top of the key. Bevel Aqua keeping the pressure on her, has to go right side to Davis as Davis tries to set, Sharp watching her. Davis now kicks it right side to Milner for three, rattles off the iron, taps away. Hibbert and Abrams were going for the ball then. It looks like it will be the Capitals' ball off Hibbert last.
Katie Davis is matching up on Elena Beard, so that'll be interesting for her. She's very quick. Davis has probably got the speed to match her, but it's a big ask of anyone.
Yeah, a couple of years out of the Institute now, so Katie Davis is going to get a real lesson tonight as setting up on the right side. Abrams kicks it to Beard. Beard in the 35. Whittle now, ball on the floor, kicks it out again to Abrams. Bounce pass into Beard. Beard turning around into the paint. She got the ball right into the centre and picked up the first 2 points. Caps lead 2-0.
That's all right, and Kelly Abrams smartly went to Beard down in the post there, and she went to work. Nice bucket.
Hibbert with the ball on the left-hand side goes to Kavanagh in the paint. Grimer, and it's Bevel Aqua now tripping up Grimer as she was turning, and Bevel Aqua will get her first at personal. That's really the plan for Cheryl Chambers tonight. Get it quickly into Holly. That way they can either have Holly turn if she's not being guarded closely, or she can kick it back out to try and break up the defence.
That's right. They have to go inside. They've got some size advantage on the Capitals this lineup, so that's where they've got to go.
Long pass into Milner. Milner with Bevel Aqua in front of her. Kicks it to Grimer at the free throw line, just back from it, rattles around, and Whittle does the rebounding. Right, it's off to the races now for Abrams, down the right wing. It pulls up at the arc, kicks it around to Whittle, who's at the point. Then left side to Sharp. Sharp looking long, goes over to Abrams, puts up a long-range two-point attempt. Well, actually, the 3 points are in the air, but she was a foot inside the arc. It didn't matter because it rebounded out off the feet of the Capitals, and it will be Kavanagh to bring it in for the Blue Melbourne Boomers.
It'll take the Caps a little bit of time to get used to playing with Elena. They look a little disjointed offensively, but that'll come.
Milner brings it up over half court. Bevel Aqua watching her closely. 2-0, the lead for the Capitals. 8 minutes 20 to go in the first term. Milner now right side to Davis. Back to Milner in the post. As Hibbert turns to go for the shot. Rejected by Beard. Beard kicks it down. And we'll put it in. Nice play that time by the Caps.
She obviously can play some defence as well, so that's good for the Capitals. You know, she's very athletic.
Davis now sets up on the left wing, hands off to Grimer, hands off to Milner. Grimer sets the screen, gets Bevel Aqua out the way for the moment, has to go though. Milner left side to Davis. Davis normally good at long range, this time an air ball taken by Whittle. Quick transition, and Abrams just goes up. And well, your expert comments are going to have to be short and sweet on the quick transitions here tonight, Michelle.
Caps game plan's working, up and down the floor, quick reach, 2 points, back into D.
Davis right side now has Hibbert. Oh, she got into the paint quickly. Sharp this time. Will Sharp go the reject? No. Kavanagh gets the kick out, puts up a 3-point shot, and Beard's being called for the foul.
It's interesting. The fouls that they're calling at the moment are a little bit soft. So I guess the girls are just going to have to adjust to that, keep their hands out, and play the game the way the refs are going to blow it.
So it looks like Desiree Glorbit's looking to come into the game at the first opportunity. Kavanagh at the line to shoot for three. First one is in, so Bulleen off the mark now, 6-1 at 7:21. Second one rattles out, does have the third now. And interesting, Bulleen Hibbert already in the backcourt, knowing that they're going to transition pass. Kavanagh makes it, shooter gets to sit down, whereas the Kavanagh subs out. And Glorbit comes in for her first minutes, and of course, Glorbit, she can certainly light it up around the perimeter as well as going inside. It's got a good flash cut, Michelle.
She has, and she'll give them some speed on the floor, which I think with Kavanagh, with the lineup they had, they're a bit slow to match it with the Cats.
Abrams now right side, Bevel Aqua still in the right wing, but further away, goes up high to Whittle in the left elbow, right elbow, goes to the left-hand side, and Beard just right, two-handed shot for a 3 point, it's 9 points to 2 with 6:53 to play. Milner now bounce pass left-hand side to Hibbert. Hibbert gets past Beard. No, doesn't get to the lane. Then goes back to Holly. Holly will put in an 18-footer and will knock it down for her first points of the game.
That's difficult for Whittle to defend that, stepping out in three-point range.
Bevilacqua on the left side. Milner watching her. Goes to Whittle at the top of the key. Goes to Sharp. Whittle gets the screen in for Sharp. Sharp, instead of going for the shot, tried to dump it off to Whittle. It missed Holly Grimer's hands, and Beard puts up the shot. This time Hibbert does the rebounding.
Oh, she can make mistakes.
Hadn't made too many in the first 4 minutes of the game, though. And it's 6 minutes, 10 seconds, 9 points to 4. Grimer with the ball in hand outside the arc. Goes to Hibbert. Works down the lane. Gets away from Bevilacqua. It runs around the ring, but does fall. Hibbert gets the two. 9 points to 6. 5:54.
That's what Hibbert needs to do in this game, is get herself in the post. She's going to have a small matchup. So that's what you need to do.
Right side now. Ball goes from Abrams to Beard. Beard then tries to loop it over to Whittle, who is cutting to the paint. Not too often you see a 6 foot or 100 and what is Jenny, 6 foot three? No, she's tall. No, 6'5", I think. Yeah, of course, in the metric, Jenny is 197. Not too often you see her flash cutting into the basket, but the opportunity was there, I guess. Grimer now, left-hand side, goes to Milner. Milner looking to go to Hibbert in the paint. Bevilacqua was on her. Sharp also there, so she goes to dribble, then pushes it out to Davis, who can't get the three-pointers to drop, and Milner Sharp comes up with a rebound. Kicks it on to Abrams, down the right wing. Abrams pulls up for a three-point attempt, rattles in and out. Davis has been called for the foul, pushing out Sharp on the rebound contest, and that will be the first personal foul on Davis as Beatty sees in for Jenny Whittle.
Capitals are really going to have to focus on at the defensive end of the floor is making sure that they get the board when the shot comes off the Pauline ring.
Bounce pass into Beard from Abrams, kicks it right out the back to Bevilacqua. Bevilacqua goes top of the arc, then left side into the corner. Sharp runs the baseline. Desiree Glorbit goes in, hacks at the arm, and Sharp will go to the line for two. And you can just see the Capitals growing with confidence here as they get more familiar with how quick Beard's decision-making is.
That's right. And it's true that they'll start to learn to play with her. I mean, one of the things you have to do when you have a very quick, dynamic offensive player is give her some room on the floor to operate. And so they'll start to get their spacing right. Eleanor Sharp made that first foul shot there. They'll start to get the spacing right and open the floor up for her.
Sharp gets ready for the second. It's all net. And 11 points to 6. 5 minutes left to go in the first term, and Bulina looking for answers at the moment as Beard and Bevilacqua put some full court pressure on over the top to Hibbert. Hibbert goes straight back to Milner. Milner didn't look like she was ready for it, and Bevilacqua will come up with the turnover. Davis got a touch on the ball there, so Beard pulled out of it, and it looked like it was unseen by the referee. Allison Tranquilli comes in for Davis, so there's a bit of an experience change right there on the floor. Hibbert is going to inbound the ball for Bulina. Milner now bringing it back to half court. As Milner sets the play, gets all. I thought she was going to get a screen there. In fact, it goes into Grimer, but Bevilacqua gets the steal, gives it off to Beard. Tranquilli watching her, goes inside to Kelly Abrams, who dribbles it out. This time to Beatty in the paint. Oh, Beatty, big shoulder into Holly Grimer. And Grimer, I just think it just looked like she leant on it a little bit to when Beatty put the first shoulder in, and that's what drew the foul.
Yeah, Beatty used her body well then on that move. She got Grimer off balance and took the ball at the basket, drew the foul. Good work.
Raining outside in the nation's capital, Beatty with that one-handed shot. And maybe she doesn't like the smaller ball, I think. The one-handed shot, she just doesn't have room for the second hand on there.
Eliminates any technique problems as well.
Well, it doesn't go in the second. She makes the first 12-6 as the Capitals still out in front. Milner trying to get past Bevilacqua. No, goes back now. Top of the arc is Grimer. Kicks it right to Glorbit. Glorbit's ball on the floor. Pulls up at the free throw line. This time goes to Hibbert. Hibbert goes left, right, and then Beatty comes in over the top. Although I think the foul is going to be called on... No. Yeah, it is being called on Alana Beer.
Hibbert got her in the air, got her off balance, made it.
So really shortening the lineup now are the Capitals with Sharp coming in for, or sitting down for Angela Marino.
Whilst the Caps want to run and gun, they do need to make sure that they're not coming down and jacking the first shot that comes their way. They need to be a little bit more disciplined with the ball down the floor.
Hibbert makes both. It's 12 points to 8 with 4 minutes and 5 seconds left to go in the first term. Marino goes to Abrams, back to Marino, over to Baird. Beattie's at the low post right side, gives it out to Bevilacqua, who drives in, then finds Abrams. Abrams, I don't know if Hibbert got a hand on that, but the pass was away, and Milner now will run the floor round the side of Marino as Beattie was coming in to block. The shot, Milner was good enough to get the layup in.
Nice penetration. We've got a defensive change up here with Woolen. They've gone into, it looks like, a match-up zone. That'll try and be to stop Beard penetration, I would imagine.
They're collapsing in on Beard now. That leaves Abrams open on the other side of the court. She doesn't get to go. And Holly's going to be called for the second as the turnaround shot does drop. And Holly is in foul trouble. Zoe Carr will come straight in the game for her.
Yeah, that's the last thing Boleen needs, is to get her in foul trouble this early in the game. I'll just have to get her playing smart and play out some more minutes through it.
So, Beattie at the line to shoot for the bonus. The one-handed shot in action again. Almost looks like she starts in a 10th in bowling action. Doesn't fall, but I think it was tapped away by Abrams in the end, although Hibbert was in front. Long pass in from Hibbert goes to Tranquilli, and the ball's already up into action. Milner back to Tranquilli on the left-hand side. Carr sets a screen, gets Beard away, but Beattie was there in a flash. Goes right side to Milner. Milner tries to go through, changing a dribble at the same time. Marino's been called for the foul. That's an interesting call there, because so easily could have been called a travel.
Yeah, I mean, Milner's doing the right thing. They need to put it on the floor and go at it whenever they can. Both teams are now in the bonus, so, you know, look to penetrate and go to the line and make the basket the easy way.
No, not quite from the bonus yet. It's 14 fouls apiece, so the next one will send them in. Glorbitz looks to inbound it. Oh, Hibbert goes in hard on Beard, but the ball goes to Tranquilli. Tranquilli now bounce past to Hibbert. Hibbert low post, left side, in off the glass. And it's 14-12 here with 3 minutes left to run in the first term. Bevilacqua sets the play. Left side, Marino back to Bevilacqua. Look, fake pump to Beard, then back to Bevilacqua, gets to Beard. Bevilacqua's three-point shot, when she gets it back, doesn't fall, and Milner will come up the floor with the ball. Milner goes left side, into the paint as Abrams slides across the floor. Hibbert ties it up at 14 points apiece, and it looks like Pauline's zone is working.
It is. The Capitals really need to attack the zone. At the moment, they're just pushing the ball around the perimeter and not attacking the zone at all and drawing the defense, so...
Abrams puts up the three-point attempt. Marino comes down with a defensive board and it goes back out to Bevilacqua, who sets the play. Downtown three-pointer from Bevilacqua, and Beard couldn't get the rebound, and Hibbert is off and running. Tranquilli, Glorbitz in the paint, is Carr, gets it out to Milner. Milner puts it on the floor, back into Carr again. Carr outmatched the height, but then puts it on the paint, finds Hibbert cutting at the basket, and Boyne makes the front 16-14 with a minute 53.
Hibbert is doing some serious damage out there. She's just carving the Caps up.
She looked out of sorts at the beginning, but now has really found a game. And, Bulling know how to get the ball to her. Beard bounce pass as Bevilacqua goes in, kicks it to the left side, gives to Marino. Now back to Bevilacqua, inside to Beattie. Beattie's shot doesn't fall. Carr comes up with the rebound, gives it off to Milner on the left wing, and Milner brings it down the floor. Oh, gets up to Bevilacqua, accelerates away, then pulls it to the right side. Goes from the left wing to the right wing, back to the centre. Now they set the screens. Hibbert looking to cut again. This time they leave Carr free on the cut, and Carr goes over the top of Beattie. Unfortunately, can't get the ball into the hole. Bevilacqua's off to the races at the other end. Bevilacqua hands off to Beard. Beard cuts, shakes and jives. The cut pass. Well, Alison Tranquilli has been called for the foul there. Just, the pass from Beard was looking to, looking to flash it into the baseline for Bevilacqua, who looked like she was about to cut, but she hadn't quite started the cut yet, and the ball was... not where Bevilacqua thought it would be.
No, that's right. Perhaps get out that one quite well, actually.
Yes, with Beard going to the line, Tranquilli was surprised on the call. And Beard, well, it's not an expensive foul at the moment as she misses the first. 14-16, 1 minute and 5 seconds left to play in the first turn. Beard's shot is off the back of the iron, so Whittle slaps it away from Zoe Carr and Eleanor Sharp into the game for Alana Beard. And I must say, Zoe Carr doing a great job. Last year she came here after playing for the Caps for a year, didn't get on the court in a game against the Caps all season. This year she's got some good minutes and she's playing well. Tranquilli right side, Glaubert looking for an angle. She cuts past Sharp. The layup doesn't go in, but Sharp has been called for the foul, reaching in as Glaubert was going for the point, and it will send Glaubert to the line. Sharp's first foul, and Glaubert gets to do some damage.
The Capitals really need to cut out the penetration that they're allowing the Ling. It's opening up too many holes. They're either penetrating, drawing the foul and going to the line, or they're finding an open player on the perimeter out of that. So they really need to shut down the players on the perimeter penetration.
Glaubert's now missing the first of the free throws. Second one's all net, and it's out to a three-point lead, 14-17. Marino, with 48 seconds, kicks it right side to Bevilacqua. Back to Marino, round the arc. Sharp going inside to Whittle. Whittle has Hibbert stripping the ball as she tried to show it to Sharp, and Milner now down. Hibbert at the other end puts it in for two. Five-point lead, 19-14, 31 seconds.
Full lean zone is really doing a great job for them. They're rattling the Caps, and they're struggling to into the floor.
Sharp, Bevilacqua, back to Sharp, back to Bevilacqua, and this time right side, Marino looking for a three-pointer, puts the ball on the floor, goes back over to Hannett, who's come in. It's left side, Sharp, Hannett just lost control of it as Carr took position, and it will be 11 seconds left with Tranquilli and Milner bringing the ball back for Bulleen. 8 seconds now, half court. As reach, Milner, what will she do? She could jack up a three from here. Hibbert gives her the screen. 3 points is all met on the buzzer. And it's 22, plays 14. Gee, if I could read that from here, how did the Caps miss it on the floor?
That's exactly right. I mean, you know, 11 seconds on the clock, it's all in Milner's hand. You've got to be all over her. She's either going to be looking to penetrate off the screen, or she's going to jack the three. And you just got to play her up front and get up on that.
An interesting first quarter. The Caps came out well, and even though they looked a bit sketchy in offense, they were coming together for them. Bulleen looked a bit shell-shocked. As soon as Bulleen had time to set themselves up and go, right, this is the way the game's going to be played, their experience as a group came together, and you could see that they were very, very comfortable once they had sorted out how the game was going to be played.
Running game completely and allow them to get back into their own natural game. So, you know, the Caps are really going to have to become a lot more active against that side. At the moment, they're just looking and expecting everyone else to do the work, passing around the perimeter and hoping that someone gets an open three. You've got to attack the zone, you've got to get the ball inside the paint, get the zone to collapse, and then kick it back outside, and that's when you'll have the holes open up for people. So, I'd imagine that's what Harry's talking to them about right now.
All right, for Cheryl Chambers, what does she tell the Bulleen-Melbourne Boom this year? They are in the lead, 22-14, and they're out on the floor with a minute left in this quarter-time break. The quarter-time break is only 2 minutes long, and she is ready to go after a minute speaking to them. Such is the well-drilled team that she has got there.
That's right. I mean, they know they're doing a good job. They know that the game is working for them at the offensive end of the floor. They're playing smart. So you have to be really careful. You know, perhaps the 8 points down there are danger signs. They need to make sure they come out regrouped and ready to play.
Out on the floor, it's Glaubert, Milner, Jordan, Hibbert and Kavanagh returning to the floor. Katrina Hibbert, 12 points already with 4 rebounds and 1 assist, 2 steals as well. So Hibbert playing all 10 minutes along with Sharon Milner. It's Whittle, Sharp, Abrams, Bevilacqua and Beard returning to their starting five. But one of the great things Cheryl Chambers has about the depth here is she can go to a bench and know that she's not losing too much in quality. It's Glovitz driving down to the low post, sets a jump shot, it doesn't fall. Hibbert tried to get it, as Kavanagh tried to get in there for the rebound, but Sharp managed to secure it. Bevilacqua now on the left wing, goes to Sharp, Abrams in the corner. Abrams cross-court kick, goes to Sharp, but Sharp's called for the travel as she picked up a drive, and at the shot, although it fell, didn't count.
I think Sharp was making that move before she actually had the ball in her hands then.
Yes, as Kavanagh inbounds it from the side. 22 plays 14 in the first half a minute of the second term. Milner down the left wing, bounce pass to Glorbitz, Beard watching her. Glorbitz now gets a screen from Hibbert, kicks it on to Kavanagh. Kavanagh didn't go for the three, she had to reach over the top of Whittle. Found Hibbert low post though, and Hibbert's turnaround jump shot didn't fall, but Glorbitz has been called for a pushing foul, and Glorbitz is looking around going, last time I was in Canberra it wasn't called a push.
That was last time, Craig.
Bevilacqua will bring it back for the Capitals. No change in that quarter time score, although there's been three or four possessions already. Beard from 3 points directly in front. That is all there. Well, a few years ago, they would have had Beard and all the players coming back from the WNBA would have to get used to the size 7 ball. They're playing with the same ball they're familiar with, so there's no transition there.
That's right.
Kavanagh lobs it over the top, but it's Abrams who gets the rejection, and Beard's off to the races. Doesn't get the layup to fall. Whittle gets the rebound, puts it straight back in. He will pick up another two. Caps get first score of the quarter, 22-19, 8:30 left to go in the quarter.
That's right, and Bulleen need to settle and get a score this time down the floor. It's a 5-zip run to start of the quarter, so they really need to convert this time down the floor.
Milner now sets up on the left side. Jordan setting the screen on Bevilacqua. Jordan does a good job on the screen at the elbow. Milner pulled up but then couldn't get a shot away. Glorbitz goes inside to Hibbert. As the shot clock was expiring, Whittle did the rebounding and Sharp's off to the races. Down the left wing, dumps it over the top to Beard. Milner got a piece of Beard's arm. One-sided by the ref in control. And a timeout has been called by Cheryl Chambers, who has seen the lead evaporate now to 1 point in the first few minutes of this third quarter. And Hibbert's not happy with the way things are going.
No, Cheryl has had to call a timeout there and probably earlier in the quarter than she would have liked to have used it. Capitals have done a good job. They've come down and defensive end, put them on up the lane, come up with the ball, and got out in the lane and started to run again. It's that way that the lane team aren't getting to their zone, which was really slowing down the offensive power that the Caps had out in the ball.
One thing I've noticed, I mentioned it was raining today outside. The reason why I know it's raining now is because there's a couple of holes in the AIS arena, and there's an extra person on the boarding bench because we've got the Coca-Cola towel in there, and every time there's a break in play, the play goes down to the, at the moment, to the Capitals attacking side. You see that person duck out on there and just mop up the couple of cups of water that are appearing on the AIS arena. So, an interesting sideline to the game tonight. 22 plays 21 with 8 minutes and 9 seconds to go in the second term. And, well, Holly Grimer heads back out onto the floor and Glorbitz will take a break.
Milner needs to play smart now in these couple of minutes, make sure she doesn't stick up another foul early in the quarter.
Milner bringing the ball back, has Kavanagh helping her out as Bevilacqua was like a terrier on her this time. Drives down left wing, kicks it over. Hibbert's got time to set up, but bounce pass into Grimer. Grimer turns around, gives it to Jordan. Jordan gets into the paint, kicks out to Grimer for three, and the shot hits the front of the iron, comes in off the iron over the sideline. Beard almost ended up into the front row of the AIS arena that time as she was chasing down that ball. And, well, in the end she could let it go because it was going to be a Caps possession. She kicks it on to Bevilacqua now and the Caps will get a chance to reset in offence.
Right. Staying in that zone.
Right side, Bevilacqua cuts, goes to Beard, in the paint is Harley, and Whittle, well, just a bit ginger that time, Harley, as she runs back down the court. On the ankle, Bulleen setting up now over the top, oh, Bevilacqua gets a piece on the pass, but the pass from Harley Well, it's a bit ambitious, and Milner came back with it. Jordan, all the pass. Jordan drives the baseline, and is called for a pass. Oh, and that's Kelly Abrams. I'm surprised they could say Abrams took position that time. They were both in motion.
Kelly Abrams is a very good defensive player, and she did certainly offer both in motion. As long as you have your body in the lane first, that's probably the right call in that situation.
Well, Nat Hurst has been busy this week, obviously at the hairdressers. Okay. The jet black hair, certainly mixing it up for the Caps this year. Kicks it over to Hurst, who drives baseline, goes over to Whittle, but Hibbert is able to get a hand on the pass, and Hibbert will come up with the ball. Straight down the centre, Hibbert over the top to Grimer. Grimer will get it in the end, but doesn't fall, and the Caps can't find a way to the hoop. 23-22, and it's over to Abrams for 15-foot jump shot. Beard will get the rebound, and
well off the glass, and you knew exactly where that rebound was going. She just got after it and put it back.
25 plays 22, the Caps take the lead. 6:30 left to go in the half as Kavanagh is setting up. Off the ball though, it is a holding foul on Kylie Jordan. Glorbitz looking to come back into the game tranquilly also. As Kavanagh sits down with Milner. In fact, that foul's going against, must have been Eleanor Sharp.
Yeah, Natalie Hurst.
Nat Hurst, okay.
Called holding on the screen action, the call.
And again, this time, Glorbitz has this time drawn the foul off Hurst. Hurst had an elbow up. I would be surprised if maybe the refs just haven't got used to the singlets again, and they're seeing the shirt move, so they're thinking that is like the bodysuit days, that's contact. Don't know. Tranquilli at the baseline, goes back to Glorbitz. I'm drawing a long straw there as it goes inside to Hibbert, out to Grimer. And Grimer will get another two. 25-24, 1 point ball game, 6 minutes left to go. As Beard tries to drive, puts Jordan to the ground, goes out, left to Sharp, back to Whittle for a shot from the elbow. And Grimer comes up with the rebound over to Tranquilli. And Tranquilli will bring it down the floor. Goes left side to Jordan. Jordan now goes into Hibbert. Hibbert working the paint, gets around Abrams and gets it in off the glass. 26-25, lead change again with 5:30 to go in the quarter, and in fact in the half.
Capitals have got to double down on Hibbert when it goes to her in the paint like that. They can't leave Abs exposed.
Beard gets flicked with a flash cut. Beard down every millimetre of the ring tonight as she's been putting them in. They have been wandering around tantalisingly, wondering whether they'll be in or out. Hibbert now looking for Glorbitz, right side. Now Davis looks like she's getting ready to come into the game. Glorbitz drives into the paint, outlet to Grimer for three, off the back of the iron, and Sharp will come up with the rebound. As Tranquilli was trying to strip her, she gives it off to Abrams. Now, it's Beard who just gets it trapped on a foot and falls to the ground after... she just put the dribble. She tried to cut it back under her legs, and it caught on a foot.
That's right. Nice to see you trying to put the defense on. Unfortunately, didn't come off for her that time.
We thought there was going to be a little bit of showtime tonight, and it doesn't have to come off to still see that they've got a bit of showtime on the go. Bringing it back down, Glorbitz straight down the centre now, kicks it right side to Jordan. Jordan leans on Hurst. Jordan now drives into the paint and goes the layup, but can't get the ball to drop. Beard comes up with a rebound down to Abrams. Abrams now sets up around the arc to Beard. Beard kicks out to Abrams. Abrams off to Hurst. In the corner is Hannett. Hannett for three, off the iron. Whittle taps it back to Hurst, and Hurst will reset the game. Good to see Coach Graff giving Hurst time after those two quick fouls. Kicks it into the corner again. Hannett runs in, goes over the top to Abrams. Abrams to Whittle. Whittle will look for Beard, surely. No, she looks for the hoop, and Tranquilli will come up for the Bulleen Melbourne Boomers. Jordan now left side. Tranquilli gets it back, goes inside to Grimer in the paint. Her shot is offline. It hits the back of the glass, but Abrams has been called for the foul.
the roughing's been interesting tonight. We've got them calling some really soft, soft hand-checking stuff out on the perimeter of the court. They go down the other end of the floor and there's some fairly severe body-checking happening under the paint. Nothing mind there. Come up this end of the floor and, you know, soft under-the-basket stuff being called again. I mean, if you want something as a player or a coach, it's consistency in the way that they blow the game.
Well, Grimer makes the first of the free throws. We're back to a 27-all ball game as the second one drops. Boleyn hits the front again. 28-27, Hurst with the ball in hand. Hurst now waiting for Beattie. Beattie gives the screen for Hurst. Jordan goes with her, kicks it left side to Hannett, who's parked in the corner. Bounce pass in to Beattie. Beattie's turnaround shot doesn't drop. Grimer does the rebounding. Has to go through Davis to get it to Tranquilli. Quick transition. Glorbert pulls up. Lesby go over the top of her and eventually gets it to drop. She knows these rings. She won a championship here at the arena.
That's right. Nice, smart play by Des there.
Beard looks to cut in again, but pulls out, gives it to Hurst. Hurst goes off to Abrams. Abrams this time driving in hard, kicked it to Beattie, but I think the foul's going to be on Jordan again. No, it's on the... Was that 10? No, it has to be Jordan, nine fingers. Jordan will sit down, her second personal foul, and Hibbert will come back. So, Hibbert now... Just working out with Grimer where they're going to play in the zone as Sharp goes long to Bevilacqua, who comes back in for Natalie Hurst. Sharp gets the bounce pass. Hannett is in the corner again. Goes right side to Sharp, who kicks it straight on the Beard for three. Tranquilli was a footstep off her. Sharp and Hibbert were absolutely wrestling that time. Sharp was going after the ball. Hibbert was just stopping her. Gorbitz to bring the ball back in as Tranquilli and Gorbitz. They share it amongst themselves on the dribble. Gorbitz goes left side to Davis. 30 plays, 27 as Bulleen's backing out in front with 3 minutes left to go. Oh, Grimer cutting at the baseline, but Bevilacqua too good. Grimer too slow to get that ball back out of the reach of the guards. Gorbitz got a touch on the pass to Beard as she goes herself, puts it up, and again, right ground before it drops.
And to find a way through three players then to the bucket.
2 minutes, 48 seconds, 30 plays, 29. The Caps down by one. Tranquilli bringing the ball up. Hibbert now cutting in, but no, it has to go to Davis before it can go to Grimer. Low post left side. Grimer backing in, looking for Beattie. Gives it to Glorbitz. Glorbitz, wrong foot, Bevilacqua, and puts the jump shot up for herself. 3-point ball game, 2:28 left to go in the half. Bevilacqua brings it down left side. Beattie taking her time to get back. Gives it to Sharp though. Sharp puts up a three-pointer. Rattles in and out. Hannett couldn't get the rebound. And Hibbert's off to the races. Bullying choices each side. Tranquilli in off the paint.
The Capitals really need to come down and run some offensive sets. I mean, a couple of times down the floor they come down and they're taking the first three that comes their way. You can get that shot 25 seconds. Not 25 anymore, but 20 seconds into the play.
Bevilacqua getting the screen from Beard on Davis. Bevilacqua has to kick it long. Hannett over the top to Beattie. Grimer gets in there to tap it away. And Tranquilli goes with the ball down court. Davis Glorbitz, 15-foot jump shot is good. And Kerry Graff upset with the play at the moment and calls the timeout. It was Beattie who went to the ground at that play. And Beattie, not the quickest up and down the court, taking nothing away from Tracy, but it is even harder when you're starting from your posterior being placed on the pine.
That's right. I mean, Jessie Glorbitz has had a couple of good minutes here. She's come down and she's probably scored 5 points for the Boomers, so she's kept a minute. They're back out to the 7-point lead again.
Yes, it's 36-29, Bulleen leading the Caps. Both teams with 3 team fouls apiece, so still with the time we've got left, it'll be a while before we see charity points being given out here. And no one really in foul trouble for the Capitals. Hurst and Beard both with 2 personal fouls. Then it's Jordan, Grimer and Glorbitz also with 2 personal fouls there. So they're rampant here with the Adelaide Fellas already here in the nation's capital. I see Rebecca Duke sitting over there. I must admit, I'm going, that looks like Rebecca Duke. No, it can't possibly be. Of course it was. The Fellas are here watching the game. And, they are getting an opportunity to do a bit of scouting for the Caps before they meet them later on in the season. Of course, the Adelaide Fellas are playing the AIS tomorrow at the training hall. So, Devil Aqua will get the ball back as we restart play with a minute 41. Whittle in the paint goes outside to Beard. Beard, sharp, going around the arc. Abrams, then Whittle in the paint. Shot doesn't fall. Beard tried to get in there and tried to make something out of nothing there, but it doesn't fall. And over the baseline, Grimer will inbound it for Boleyn. And Boleyn have settled again after they were really looking like they're getting outgunned at the get-go. It's like they know what they should be doing, but the Cats don't want to do it. That's how Boleyn are playing the game at the start. Of course, Laura Summerton also sitting down over there as Davis tries to run the baseline. Abrams is on the floor. Now, the game hasn't started because Tully hasn't hit the time yet. Abrams has made it three times before Tully. That's got to be a WNBL record.
Sort of record. It's interesting. I wonder whether Carrie's not thinking about going big and putting Beattie and Whittle on the floor at one point to try and break up that Boleyn zone. That'd create problems for them at the defensive end, of course, but it might be worth a shot just to see if it gives them a bit of mileage offensively.
Inbound pass to Hibbert for three. Bounces off the iron. Beard does the rebounding. Gives it to Bevel Aqua. Milner now going back out, watching her closely. Beard. Gorbis in front of her. Beard drives into the paint, and Davis will be called for the reaching foul as Beard's layup didn't quite go, but it was enough contact there that Davis will get her second personal foul.
Beard is the Capitals can get the ball to her and let her isolate, and she'll just penetrate against the beam of, you know, the whole game and get to the line or nail the shot.
Well, all net that time with the first of the free throws, getting it back to a 6-point game with the shot to come. 36, place 30, 1 minute left to go in the first half. Of course, Boleyn in a similar situation here last time they met. Beard makes the second of the free throws, and of course, Boleyn got outgunned that time by Lauren Jackson. Well, Lauren Jackson's sitting on the Capitals bench this time, but not suited up, ready to go. Hibbert now inside to Grimer. Whittle leans on Grimer. Grimer goes one way, then the other. Whittle finds a foul, and that is her first personal.
Holly's really taken it to Grimer and Whittle in the paint, so it'd be interesting to see whether she starts mixing it up a bit more.
Grimer goes to the charity stripe now as they have just entered into the bonus. Grimer's all net with the first one. Because Harley 3 years out of the AIS, and really Boleyn have been able to base a team around Holly. Second shot rattles off the back front and then off the back of the iron, making the shot in the end. 31 plays 38, 40 seconds. Abrams spares. Back to Abrams' left side in the corner is Sharp. Hibbert watching her. Whittle's in the paint. Grimer on her. Hands off to Bevel Aqua. 8 seconds on the shot clock. Bevel Aqua kicks it right side to Abrams. Abrams, flash cut. Gorbitz gets a hand in on it. And, that time Hibbert was picking up the dribble. But Abrams has been called for the foul. As Hibbert picked up the dribble, Abrams gone to the floor for, the fourth time tonight?
Seems like that, yeah.
And gets her third personal foul that time. So, Nat Hurst comes back into the game. And Kelly Abrams, who of course, sits down, has been having some problems with, I think some cartilage problems with a knee.
Yep.
So, having to manage her. Hibbert makes both. 40 plays 31, 25 seconds. Sally Bevilacqua checks the time clock above the arena as she brings the ball into the front court. 18 seconds on the shot clock. In fact, I think the shot clock is only a half a second off the game clock at the moment as Bevilacqua runs the clock down. And Beard cuts right side, puts up a three-point shot, rattles off the iron. Hurst with the rebound, slips to the ball, and the jump ball was called that time, but the siren sounded at the same time. Bully Melbourne Boomers leading at halftime, 42-31, and Bullying would be walking off the court right at the moment, very happy with the way they've gone about their business.
Absolutely, considering the Capitals came out with a 5-minute run against them, got themselves back to within 1 point of the lead. Bullying just, you know, dug in, got themselves together, went back to their game, and pushed out against our 9-point lead. The Capitals are really struggling offensively. I think Beard's got 16 points, half the tackle total, and really the only time that looks like scoring is those balls in her hands at this point in time.
It has been, an interesting game so far. We'll take a break and be back with more basketball on sportradio.com.au. KIX FM making waves in KI, and we'll bring you all the action from the second half. Second half about to begin here as we look at the stats for the second half. And Michelle, interestingly enough, a very even second turn that it was fully in the first turn that has set up the lead that they enjoy now at half time, which is 40 points to 31. As the teams come back out, or get set to come back out on the court, you have the stats in front of you. What have you noticed?
Well, I mean, the most obvious thing is that we have to get a no scoring production out of anyone, but Elena Beer has got 18 points, and then we have a couple of players with 4 points, but that's all that they're getting at the offensive end of the floor, and that's showing. You can see that when we're down there, that they're very stagnant, they're not looking at their own options, and they're standing around and expecting someone else to do the job for them. If it slows to the scoring in the second quarter, though, but you're still leaving them at 16 points. And, you know, the shooting percentage is falling, shooting a bit of percentage from the floor.
Adrian, Bevilacqua, Whittle, Beard and Sharp return to the floor for the Capitals. They'll inbound the ball to kick us underway. Davis, Milner, Grimer, Hibbert and Kavanagh is the five for the Bully Melbourne Boomers. Sharp put the ball into the foot of Davis. It ran over the baseline as she was setting up a drive, and the turnover has been affected. So Bulleen will have Milner now run down the half court, kicks it over the top to Davis on the right wing. You got Kavanagh in the corner, the indecision there, gently goes to the paint, hit it, gets it in off the glass, and they're away to a good start. 42-31, and it's the first time that's come out in the game so far and started off the blocks well. 3-point shot for Abram, and she had a double fist pump there. Abram's happy with that one. That's 42-34.
Capitals needed to get that score down the floor that point in that point of the game.
Davis hands off to Hibbert, right side. Hibbert dumps it quickly into Grimer. Grimer's shot doesn't fall. Kavanagh came in physical. Milner almost got Bevilacqua. In fact, she did shuffle Bevilacqua over the sideline. And it will be Bulleen's ball in the front court. Hibbert to inbound it. Good work from Milner that time. Hustling the hustler. Milner goes around, gets a screen from Kavanagh, tries to put the layup in, and Bevilacqua will be called for the foul as Hibbert was able to get in there with almost a travelling screen.
Right. Actually called that one on Beard. Milner's doing a really good job this game of penetrating. When she's not going to the basket, she's finding the open player on the dish.
Milner at the line now to open up this lead to 9 points. It was all net and does so successfully. 43 plays, 34. 9 minutes left to go in the third term as Hibbert and Cheryl Chambers have a chat on the sideline. Grimer gets the rebound and will eventually come up with it. Through heavy traffic, Davis comes back. Milner sets the play, fist in the air. Now cuts left as Grimer sets the screen, rolls off to Grimer at the top of the arc, lobs it over the top to Kavanagh. Abrams and Kavanagh trying to go for it. Kavanagh gets the last touch, and it will be a Capitals ball from the baseline.
Capitals just look a bit nervous with the ball. There's been a couple of rebound situations where they've got fingertips and sort of grabbed at the ball or the inbound pass, and just, you know, they've turned the ball back over. They just need to relax and start to get a bit of a feel for the game.
Bevilacqua brings it down the right wing. Whittle and Kavanagh wrestling for the ball in the paint. It goes to Whittle at the elbow, I should say, and it goes out to Abrams. Abrams now over the top to Whittle on the left-hand side. Running out of time on the shot clock, A.O. Whittle puts up the shot over the top. Grimer does the rebounding. Hibbert will bring it down court. Goes right side to Davis. Back to Hibbert. Grimer is at the top of the arc, but a bounce pass inside to Kavanagh. Kavanagh's call for the travel as she was backing into Beer. Shot doesn't count, and Caps will have it from the side. AOS Arena, Bulleen Melbourne Boomers leading 43-34, 8 minutes and 12 seconds on the clock in the third term.
Bevilacqua gets the screen from Whittle, kicks it out to Beard, right side to Bevilacqua. Bevilacqua fakes the three, loses the handle on the dribble. Sharp was there to get it back, gives it to Beard. Lob over the top. It was Abrams putting up one of those shot pass type moves to Whittle. And, whistle on the play. It looked like bullying got a touch on it before it went over the baseline. So Abrams will inbound it. Looking to go to Whittle in the paint. And this time, Hibbert was up in the air. Kavanaugh was shirt fronting her. Hibbert has been called for her first personal foul. Whittle will go to the line.
The guards really have to adjust their passing to Whittle and Beattie. They're used to throwing the ball to Jackson, who's very athletic and quick and can get up in the air and pull the ball down. Whittle and Beattie don't have that athleticism, so whilst they're still open, you just have to be a little bit more subtle in your passing to those guys.
Beattie's going to sub in for the shooter, Whittle, who misses the first. The second one hits off the iron, and Kavanagh will get the rebound. Grimer with a good move there, just getting Bevilacqua away from Milner to go to the right-hand side. Davis looking for someone. Hibbert will present at the top of the arc. Sharp watching her hard. Kicks it into the corner now. Milner driving baseline. Kicks it off to Davis, who sets for three. Poe was on the line. Hits the front of the iron. Milner can't get the ball back into play before it's over the side. And it will be a Caps ball. 43 plays 34 is Beattie in for Sharp. So you picked it there, Michelle?
Yep, she's gone with two bigs. See if they can bust up this zone a bit.
Ever thought about coaching in the Price Attack WNBL? Of course, former Capitals coach, Michelle, was enjoying the Capitals in these later years, of course, from the sideline. Holly Grimer sets it up as Hibbert shoots over the top of Abrams. The ball going in contested for by Bevilacqua. Kavanagh's been called for the foul, said that she slapped Bevilacqua's arm, so Kavanagh will come in for Glorbeck. And that's her first personal foul there for Larissa Kavanagh, as Glorbeck comes in. So interesting, bullying going shorter when Caps have gone full tall. Bevilacqua will bring the ball down the floor, goes right side to Beard. Now the two towers setting up on each of the lanes. It goes first to Whittle, top of the arc. Beard tries to penetrate. Shot over the top of Davis, but Beattie beats Grimer in the paint. And Tracy Beattie will get the 2 points. 43 plays 36, 6 minutes 49. Glorbeck, long cut over to Hibbert. 3 points, rattles in, and that's the best way to enter.
Over the top of Tracy Beattie. Now that's a nice shot.
It is indeed. Abrams is down the left-hand side, goes to Whittle playing point. Bevilacqua goes to Beard now as Hibbert reaches in, puts a big slap on Beard. Hibbert's called for her second foul in as many minutes. 6 minutes 31 to go in the term as Alison Tranquilli comes in now for Katie Davis. Katie Davis did nothing wrong in her time on the court there. Just looks like they've got the time clock on Alison Tranquilli, getting her back into the game. As the long pass goes to Bevilacqua now at half court almost. Goes into Beard, out to Whittle. Beattie, flash cut. Beattie is going to see the basket count and go to the line as Hibbert now picks up her third personal foul.
It's creating problems for Bulleen. They're getting the ball down into the post, and because Bulleen is so small and outside, they need to double down on that, creates an opening on the weak side for players to flash cut into.
Interestingly, Tranquilli got called for the foul there. Tranquilli was off the ball. Okay.
Yep. Raise my eyebrows.
Beattie bounces off the iron. Grimer does the rebounding. Tranquilli will go right side. Milner gets it across the half on the 19-second to go mark. Into the corner, Glorbeck. She had time to set for the three. Beard now crashes into Tranquilli. Tranquilli keeps the feet well. Goes to Milner. Milner drives in. Backs out to Hibbert. Hibbert finds Tranquilli cutting down the right wing. Now driving baseline. Bounces the ball into Whittle's foot over the baseline. It goes, and the shot clock is being reset with 2 seconds on it. Jenny sort of saying, I didn't play at that. But Damien made the call from the side. Inbound pass goes to Glaubert to Hibbert on the corner. In the paint is Grimer. Grimer from the free throw line rattles out. Beattie does the rebound, kicks it on to Abrams. Abrams puts the ball on the floor. Now it's Beard. Beard trying to show time it up a bit. Goes back to Abrams. A bit of a dribble around the body. Then goes off to Abrams. Abrams to Bevilacqua. Bevilacqua Whittle. Whittle the Beard. Well, Abrams all by herself.
The big rotation for the Capitals is working at the offensive end of the floor. It'll be interesting to see whether against this defensive lineup, the Lane can do some damage.
Ryman now, oh, Glaubert just getting a hand to keep the ball in play. 5 minutes 18, 5 seconds on the shot clock. Ryman's shot hits the front of the iron. It was put up in eight. And Beattie taps it to Bevilacqua off to Beard, and Beard will be.
They can't imagine their running game. They've got Biggs getting the defensive board. Out in transition.
No surprise that Gerald Chambers wants to talk to the bully Melbourne Boomers. 46 plays, 43 here in the third quarter as it looks like Grimer, Glaubert, Tranquilli, Hibbert and Milner will return to the floor for Boleyn. For the Capitals, Beattie, Whittle, Abrams, and it will be Beard with Bevilacqua still sitting down there. So actually no subs. Just Cheryl Chambers wants to talk about how the defence has to be structured with the two powers on the floor.
That's exactly right. It's the Capitals have got to be very careful that they don't let this time out stop their momentum. They've got to run, they've got bullying on the match, but they have to come out from this time out situation to make sure that they stick to what they were doing. Getting the defensive board, pushing the ball down the floor, getting the ball inside to the big, and then finding the open players off the back.
Caps still taking their time as Kerry Graff addresses them now. Tranquilli just looking up there, checking the foul situation for the bully Boomer. I don't know if she's checking out her own situation or how the rest of the team was placed, but Bullying are at halfway through this quarter, 5 minutes left to play. They are in a dangerous position because they're on 14 fouls. So Milner bringing the ball down. They will have to be Cheryl's Angels for the rest of this turn. Hibbert in the paint, outside to Milner, who drives baseline, kicks off to Grimer, Grimer in off the glass.
Good penetration from Milner. That's what they need some more of against this zone.
48 plays 43, 4:49 left to go in the third quarter as Bevilacqua gives it to Baird. Baird now dribbles right side. Milner rolled off for a moment. Abrams kicks it on immediately to Bevilacqua in the corner. Beattie taps it to Whittle. Oh, off Whittle's foot. Whittle puts it back up there. Grimer goes down, but Beard also taking time to get up from the ground. Whittle, Beard just limping on the ankle there as she takes a moment. Milner to Tranquilli in the paint. Jump shot doesn't fall. Beattie and Grimer going after it, and Beard hasn't gone off the floor. She hasn't got out of the backcourt yet. She's trying to stretch it out. Sharp is subbing in for her. And the doctor heading out to her now. Yeah, she's looking like she's in a bit of pain.
Looks like her ankle.
Yep. Just holding on to the ankle there. In fact, the ankle and shin she's feeling. She is in a bit of pain. And I think now that she's concentrating on the knee, perhaps hoping it's cramped.
Is it cramped? It might be cramped by the look of what the physio's
doing. It's certainly a cramped situation, but the doctor is out there as well. So, an injury timeout here as Whittle's the only player standing over a teammate. The rest decide to go to the corner and have a chat with Graffy. Whittle joins them now. And Alana Beard, yeah, it definitely does look like a cramp. So, no surprise there. She's just travelled out from the United States from playing a basketball game within 24 hours of, what, a 12 and a half hour flight.
That's so,
taking a bit of time now to get back up. Let's hope it is cramp as she's being carried off the court. Grimer, Tranquilli, Glaubert, Milner and Hibbert on the floor for the Capitals, for the pulling on boot, the Capitals. Well, Lauren Jackson just giving some solace there to Beard on the ground behind the Capitals bench now, receiving some attention. And it
Sharp
will be
came in.
Sharp coming in. The two towers set themselves up in each of the lanes as Abrams gets the ball into Bevel Aqua. Interesting, Boleyn's playing in the defensive court that time. No half court, no full court pressure. Beattie into Whittle, and the Raiders got to play with the two towers.
Absolutely, Beattie and Whittle are really starting to read each other's cut action well now, so they're coming together well.
Tranquilly looking to go to Hibbert, turnaround jump shot from the elbows, left short. Glorbit taps over the top of Sharp. The tap away was good, the lean on Sharp to get to the tap away, not so. And Glorbitz now will get her third personal foul.
And that's the 15th foul for Boleyn as well. So now the Capitals will be going to the foul line every time they're fouled by Boleyn. If they can convert at a better rate than they did in the first half, which was 55%, they'll get some good mileage out of that situation.
The interesting 84% was the Boleyn Melbourne Boomers Sharpie first shot. All net. And that's what you want to see from the captain. 48, plays 46, shot to come. It is good. And it's a 1-point ball game. 53-47 left to go in the quarter. Kavanagh looks like she'll come back in for Boleyn as Tranquilly sets up. Goes right side to Glorbitz, into the corner is Milner. Milner takes on the towers, kicks it out to Tranquilly. Over to Glorbitz for three at the point. It's good. And Glorbitz opens up again as Bevilacqua brings it down. Sharp over the top to Beattie. Beattie just fumbled the pass over the baseline, and that's exactly what Cheryl Chambers would have wanted, a defensive stop. Milner coming off the floor. Kavanagh coming back on, so Boleyn try to up the size here to help stop the two towers.
And Boleyn needed to get another dig in there to try and combat that.
Hibbert, right side, goes back to Tranquilly. Abrams watching her. Left side, Glorbitz now with the ball still on the perimeter. Inside to Kavanagh. Kavanagh lobs over the top. Beattie rocks the pass. Sharp. Bevilacqua straight down the floor. Bevilacqua has to pull up because she had plenty of defense in front of her. Kicks it left side. Too Sharp now. Beattie doesn't put the screen effectively because Sharp went away from the body. Whittle gets it off Bevilacqua. Sharp goes to put up the ball. And Hibbert has said, Sharp is going, what the heck, that was stripped. And the ref saying, it was stripped by your knee.
Yes, well. Looks like the Capitals have gone back into a man here, which is interesting with the two bigs on the floor.
Yep, as Holly Grimer trying to cut through, this time it will be a foul on Jenny Whittle, I think. As the Larissa Kavanagh tries to trip up Daryl Corcoran, referee here in Canberra. Sharpie got the foul called on her, so her second personal, and that is only the second team foul on the Caps, as the inbound pass has been tapped away by Bevilacqua, and it will be inbound this time by Glorbitz. Glorbitz looking to go to Grimer. I think Tranquilly and Sharp, ball not into play, and Tranquilly and Sharp, the two number eights, certainly getting into each other. Tranquilly trying to roll away, gets the screen. Oh, Kavanagh cuts in hard into the paint. The Kavanagh's reverse layup wouldn't drop. Bevilacqua now goes left side. The Sharp, Hibbert makes the steal. Hibbert runs down the right wing. She's got Beattie and Bevilacqua in front of her. Bevilacqua blocks the shot. Beattie blocks the shot. Hibbert's going in after it. Sharp's on the ground as the shot was tapped away and Tranquilly couldn't go for it. And a jump ball. Arrow is pointing the way of Boleyn, so they'll get it from the baseline.
The game's starting to get a little bit physical out there, Craig. I think people are going to create some problems for Boleyn particularly with their foul problems. So they just need to be a little bit careful that they don't get into that physical game.
They don't mind mixing it up though, Boleyn. No. They do like to play a tough game, as we saw against Townsville last week. Long inbound pass to Glorbitz from Hibbert. Tranquilly's on the right side, goes to Hibbert in the right lane. And at this time, Hibbert has just sneaked in. Kelly's smart enough to go for the slide, and they walk the floor.
Right. Kelly Abrams is a solid defender. She can usually play good body position. So whilst Hibbert's got the size and the strength, Kelly's smart enough to play.
I would have thought that would have been shots.
No, offensive foul.
Oh, okay, offensive. Yeah, of course, offensive foul. I'll learn the rules one day. In behind side from Abrams. Hook shot from Whittle. Crashing the boards as well. Tracy Beatty has been caught last touch, though. Although you couldn't see the ball for the goal that was surrounding it. Of course, Boleyn playing in a gold jumper. Boleyn caps in a blue. It was still the Caps that managed to put it out of play. Tibbet now picks up the drive, pulls up the free throw line. Dreimer just had to pass behind her as she missed the cut. And Sharpie now will bring the ball down the right wing. Gives it off to Abrams on the right-hand side. Milner needs to come back in to give them some direction, I think. Abrams, Whittle, Abrams. Beattie sets up the screen. Abrams drives the baseline, kicks it over. The pass was to Bevilacqua. And, well, Bevilacqua's been called for a foul. She finally hit the turf. 1 minute and 28 seconds to go in the third term. Bears back out as she's had the stretch. Abrams doesn't look like she's happy she's coming off. And I don't know what the foul was for.
I actually think they called the foul on Sharp.
A holding foul?
Yes.
Okay, on Sharp, off the ball.
Well, then we're in man-to-man, made it time down the floor. It'll be interesting to see if they stay in it against the two bigs.
Tranquilly brings the ball up, calling Glorbitz to make position for her. Now goes left side, 12 seconds, Milner fakes the three, gives it to Glorbitz. Glorbitz drives into the paint, her shot is short, it's tapped away. The tap away in defence was to Bevilacqua. Sharp, speared, Bevilacqua, layup is missed. Tranquilly comes down with it, and Tranquilly will kick it over the top to Grimer. Grimer kicks it along to Glorbitz. Glorbitz gives it to Kavanagh. Kavanagh has an eternity, but it doesn't fall. Sharp does the rebounding. 51 plays, 47, we're in the last 50 seconds of the third term here at the AIS Arena. It's 51-47. Caps setting up the play. Left side to Beard from Bevilacqua. Beard thinks about a three over Glorbitz. Whittle gets there late, but Grimer is able to roll in. Whittle this time gets it in the lane. Left side out to Beard. Back to Sharp for three. Off the front of the iron. Milner does the rebounding. And 26 seconds. So two possessions still potentially in this. Oh, yeah, two possessions with 18 seconds on the shot clock. 20 seconds now on the game clock. Milner right side, Glorbitz. Glorbitz gets a screen from Grimer, but the screen not effective. Beard is off there, but hand off to Kavanagh, taps away. 6 seconds left. Bevilacqua has time to look at the scoreboard. Milner with a block shot on Sharp has been called. That was all ball. Milner did a fantastic job to get up in front of Sharp, and it is a joke, that call.
There's been a few of those tonight, Craig, I'd say. I mean,
you particularly feel robbed when it's the shortest player.
Absolutely. Milner would be very disappointed with that call. Having said that, Corcoran was under the basket. Maybe he had a view of it that we didn't.
Well, Sharp makes... It's immaterial now because Sharp makes the first and will make the second. We'll look at the scoreboard tomorrow and won't know that that happened.
That's right.
Milner now runs the floor. Doesn't get to put the shot up before the buzzer. 51 points to 49, and it is a close one here at the AIS Arena. Boleyn still in with the game. Gerald Chambers is going, come on, if that wasn't all ball, I'm not here. And it does absolutely no good. As well, an AFL coach, David Market, he walked into the referee's room one time after the game, said, that was ridiculous what you did to Carey in that game. The ref said, yep, you're right, I made a mistake. And then Coach Fagan says, Coach Fagan said, I never again questioned a referee because he realised most of all players made more mistakes than most referees did during the game.
That's right. That was a good quarter from the Capitals, taking back down by only 2 points. It's interesting though that they had the bonus situation about halfway through that quarter and really didn't capitalise on that. They only went to the line, I think, twice in the last 5 minutes. So, you know, they should have probably done a better job of that. But, you know, going with the two bigs seemed to pay off for them in that quarter. So.
I don't have the stats here, but I think Boleyn and Robin Boomer are the cleanest team in the league. I think you'd find if you looked at last season, last season and this season so far, you would find that Boleyn have given away the least amount of fouls. I remember out at Southern Cross Stadium last year, we went a quarter without Boleyn giving a foul away.
in a game that is as physical as what Captain Boleyn liked to play. You know, I called them Cheryl's Angels on that day, and I have seen them come back and play the AIS, come here and play, and play that type of basketball. They just don't give out fouls.
No, that's right. They're smart. They're a good defensive unit, and they tend to keep their hands out, so that eliminates a lot of that. So, you know, they're...
All right, the stats for the third quarter, or at three-quarter time, and it is still a close game. 2 points the difference, 51 plays 49, and the scoring, unfortunately for the Capitals, hasn't improved. It's all been one-way traffic.
That's right. We've still got the line a bit. The bulk of the scoring out there. And at the other end of the floor, the Pauline Boomers, still Katrina Hibbert, making a great contribution. They've got two other players sitting with in double figures, and that's what the Capitals need to do. They've got to have someone out there supporting the player on the scoreboard.
Well, Abrams will inbound the ball for the Capitals with Bevilacqua, Sharps, Whittle and Beattie still out on the floor. Milner, Tranquilli, Grimer, Hibbert and Kavanagh. Kavanagh working from behind, slaps the ball away from Whittle, and well, I think there was a bit of hand on that one there. That was a good call.
I mean, and that's the way they've called it from behind tonight, so Kavanagh just has to be smarter and realise that if she hasn't got round the player to get front to get some sort of half front on that player, then she shouldn't put her hand in. They're just going to blow it.
Abrams into Bevilacqua, second personal foul on Kavanagh, as Grimer this time caught behind. They're going to have to be careful. Whittle gets crushed by Grimer and Kavanagh. The quick pass from Abrams to Bevilacqua was a tip on to Sharp, but Sharp misread it, and so over the baseline, Boleyn bring it back. 9 minutes and 35 seconds left to go in the game. Boleyn still lead by two as Kavanagh lobbed over the top to Grimer. Grimer goes around Whittle on the baseline, has to go back to Milner for three. Short. Tranquilli comes up with it. She's mugged by Abrams. Grimer will get the jump shot again. Shots count and Grimer will go to the line.
You had Abrams mugging Tranquilli on that rebound, doesn't get blown, and then we get a soft one blown on Grimer there, and she nailed the two, and he comes to third.
Yep, and, well, Kerry Grath's just up there speaking to Corcoran, as it was 44. Telly Bevilacqua, who gives away her second personal foul. Grimer. Shot is short, so it is a two-point play after all. Bevilacqua brings the ball down the left side, pulls up at Milner. Tranquilli walks into Beattie. Beattie trying to take position, gets the ball on top of the arc as Milner went to ground, goes right side. Hibbert puts the tap on the ball as it was going to Bevilacqua, and the tap will go over the side. And coming back for Abrams. Abrams, Beard inbounds the ball to Beattie, back to Beard, fakes the three, Hibbert watching her, Beattie puts up the screen, Beard gets it back with Ayo, gets the left one, 3-pointer on the left-hand side.
Nice inside-outside defensive play then.
Milner sets up now, Tranquilli on the right side. Goes and they had Grimer there for a moment, but Hibbert came back out to get it. Sharp tapped it away from Hibbert. Hibbert drives herself in off the glass too easy. 55 plays, 52, 8:38 left to go in the game. Bevilacqua looking to call a play, calling Sharp up to her. Sharp had time for a three-pointer, goes to Beard, they left side. Back to Bevilacqua, now to Whittle. Whittle, oh, air ball. Whittle from three-point land. She loves getting out there, and not too often you see her missed by that much.
No, she's usually pretty good from out there. Not on that occasion.
No, missed that one by a little. Milner now sets up on the right-hand side. Grimer from the free throw line, rejected by Beattie. Beard couldn't get a hold of the rejection, though. Kavanagh will set it back up again. 6 seconds left. Tranquilli's going to have to put it up. No, goes back to Milner. Milner tries to get around Sharp. Oh, the bounce pass going to Tranquilli. I think they thought there was a shot on the ring there, and they sort of played it as if they had time to reset. They really had to jack one.
They need to get the shot off.
7 minutes, 54 seconds left to go in the game as the Graf sets the play from the sideline. Beard carries the ball down 3 points, 55-52, in favour of Boleyn.
Bevilacqua on the right side, goes across. Sharp on the left, and Sharp has been caught for a travel. She puts the jump shot up. She tried to lay a shot off into the dirt, but I don't think that worked.
No. double guessing herself. She's just got to catch and shoot it, or she's got to make the pass.
It was almost like a pitcher in baseball that time. You can throw one into the dirt, into the mound there, if you were trying to get, if you hit a certain point through your motion, and it doesn't get called against you, but... This time it wasn't to be. Roberts jacked up an 18-foot jumper. In the paint, it was wrestling away, but Whittle comes up with it over Grimer. Gives it off to Bevilacqua. Bevilacqua finds Roberts and Milner watching her. Beard goes inside to Whittle. Grimer with the block shot, but only gets it away to Bevilacqua. Beard puts up the three-pointer. Beattie will run it down. Roberts carried it over, and Beattie has been caught for the last touch, even though Roberts ended up in the front row with the ball.
Actually called a foul on her. They kind of pushed her out of court. Another interesting call for the game.
I'm glad we're not sitting anywhere near any officials or referee inspectors here, because we could get in trouble. Milner brings the ball down over the halfway point. Duke Lorbert. Glorbitz pumps it to the left, then goes right side to Hibbert, goes back to Glorbitz now on the left. Hibbert on the left side was cutting across, goes into the corner, puts up a three. Yes, it's 3 points, and it's 58 plays 52.
Hibbert's doing a great job for Boleyn.
She's certainly been the girl tonight on fire. Bevilacqua, right side, goes back to Beard. Beard, what will she do? She starts to bounce it. Oh, Milner gets the steal on her, but it goes to Beattie, back to Beard. Beard jacks up a shot, and Kavanagh will bring it down. So it is not working for the Caps at the moment. Abrams is going to go back out there. I think she's going out for Sharp, but I'm not 100% sure. Milner's pass is behind Desi Glorbitz, who was already sending it before she had received it. Goes through Holly to Kavanagh, kicks it out for Milner for three, jacks it up off the iron, and Holly will do the rebound and kicks it out to Hibbert. Kavanagh gets it at the top of the arc, goes right side to Hibbert, over to the left to Glorbitz. Oh, Bevilacqua doing well to get in there on the pass. Milner trying to wrestle it away. Holly took a while to get up. Whittle as, Milner went off Whittle, so Whittle put it on the floor. Beard gets the ball, gives it to Sharp. Sharp jacks up a three, and Kavanagh comes up with it, puts the ball on the floor, goes to Glorbitz now at the half. Glorbitz carries it across. 58-52, 5:28 to go in the game. Bulleen in front. Kavanagh gets it in the lane. Holly in the paint. Turnaround jumper has been called for a travel. Exciting stuff, though.
It was exciting. Unfortunately, she trapped. The Capitals have gone away from using their bigs inside the paint and not getting them into the floor. They need to go back to getting the ball into them in the paint so that it opens up, if it's not for each other in the paint, and they at least open up players on the perimeter. The other thing that the Capitals have got to be wary of is that they've got their big rotation in. They've been playing a lot of minutes. Now, some of those girls don't play a lot of minutes generally, so they're going to struggle coming down the stretch, and there's a lot of fresh legs sitting on that bowling bench.
Well, there is fresh legs on both bench. Zoe Carr is she's a solid girl. You've got to be delicate when you're trying to describe.
Strong.
She is a very strong girl and has got some good height. Of course, 185, so not tall timber, but tall for this league. And played well when she was out there earlier. Kylie Jordan has become a very good utility player, which I shouldn't say utility player, forward guard. And also tranquilly experienced Katie Davis has done well as well. They are certainly going to lose nothing by calling up the bench. Likewise, Kerry Graff doesn't lose too much when she looks at her bench. Nerida Cooper, although needing minutes, is coming back from knee surgery, the second lot knee surgery. Got also there Pete Sinclair, got plenty of experience there. Natalie Hurst coming back into the program this year. Marino, a New Zealand representative, and well, you know, there is some experience there that she can draw on.
Exactly, and it could come down to the bench in the last couple of minutes of this game.
58-52, 5:16. Bevilacqua gives it to Beard. Beard goes to Abrams in the corner with Sharp. Bevilacqua's going to move to that cut baseline now. Goes to Whittle, out to Abrams down the windows and 3 feet behind the arc. That was an end-of-the-day three-pointer.
Yes, and you really can't give Kelly an open look at the basket. She hasn't shot particularly well tonight, but generally she'll knock him down more often than not.
58-53, three-point ball game, 4-49. Hibbert goes to the baseline on the left side, kicks it over to Milner. Milner had time then, just decides not to, goes to Kavanagh on the left. Kavanagh drives the lane, it hits everything, and eventually the net.
But Capitals are back with the smaller lineup. They've taken their two, they've taken Beattie out, and they've just gone with one big in Whittle.
They've probably thought 2 minutes to go. We'll look at swapping Beattie and Whittle back again. Sharps free on the left side. Bevilacqua gives it to her now. Whittle's on the left lane. Whittle trying to back into Kavanagh. Find Sharp in the paint. Hibbert's been called for the foul.
That's Hibbert's fourth, I think. Is that right?
Yep, Craig? It will be her fourth tonight. Only the second team foul on Bulleen, and both in team foul situations there. Interesting, I'm getting thrown off by the score because they've got 40 on the screen, but they must have 30 and 13 in the computer. I'm seeing it come up that way. Sharp gets the inbound pass, works hard on the baseline, shot doesn't fall. Abrams comes in, she puts up a shot, hits the ring four times before eventually it is tapped off by Grimer, and Caps will have the ball again. 60 plays 55, 4 minutes left in the game. Abrams kicks it long to Bevilacqua out in the back half of the front court. Beard. Oh, intercepts going to Sharp. It was Grimer who gets in there and hands it off to Milner. Now, Bulleen can take their time. They've got a 5-point lead.
That's right. That's exactly right. They want to come down, work the ball around.
Gorbitz and Abrams wrestling. Oh, Gorbitz jumps over the top. Kavanagh missed it. And Beard will put the layup in. That is not what they wanted. Time out by Sharon Chambers as we come back to 57. Glover that time, the cut was right. Just no one was there for the fade away bounce card.
That's exactly right. It looks like Ben's cramping up again there now on the bench, so they won't be out there with that cut. You know, Pauline are in the box seat. They are 3 points up, so they can afford to use the top of the offensive end of the floor. They don't want to go negative, though. One of the risks they run is they start to go negative at the offensive end of the floor. They'll just take four shots and they'll, you know, move the ball. So they have to be very careful about that.
All right, time's running out. It is a three-point ball game, so one shot the difference at the moment. Bulleen will have the ball from here. Do you have to start strategizing for the last part of the game now, or are we too far away to worry about it?
We're too far out, I think, at this point in the time. I mean, these girls are smart. They've been around the league for a while. They're smart enough to know how to play the clock, so they'll walk out on the floor and just use it efficiently.
Do you, at this stage, 15,000 feet, Hibbert, the go-to girl in the Bulleen Melbourne movement, on four fouls. Do you go to, you know, do you go to one of your girls who's low in the foul, saying, get in the face, get up with the pressure, and put it through her. Let's try and draw that foul out of her. If I don't sacrifice two fouls on you, I'm not going to hold that against you next week at training.
Absolutely. I mean, you've got to say, whoever, we've got to add Kelly Abrams matched up on Hibbert. She's got to be all over and she can afford to waste one. And at the other end of the floor, whoever's got to match up with Hibbert, we really wanted to go at her.
Tranquilly's in for Kavanagh as she gets the ball now on the right wing. Beard's watching her, kicks it left side to Milner. Milner goes over the top. In the lane is Grimer. She tries to back it in. Goes back to Milner. Gorbitz gets herself free on the right. Milner gets it back. Milner free off the front of the iron. And Beard will come up with the rebound. Bevilacqua now going down. Those Italian sounding names are tripping me up here tonight. Willie and Bevilacqua. Bevilacqua over the top to Whittle, out to Abrams, back to Beard. Beard, a 3-point shot off the iron. Hibbert will bring it back down. And Hibbert brings it down the front court, comes up on Abrams. Abrams right up in her face. Milner gets it, sets it from the centre circle. Sets the arm in the air, fists forward. Goes left side, gives it to Glorbitz. Glorbitz fakes back to Milner. In the paint is Hibbert. Bounce pass off to Grimer. Grimer's crashed by, I think it was going to be Bevilacqua. Although, yes, it will be Bevilacqua, her third personal foul. So it will send Grimer to the line. Third team foul on the Capitals.
Grimer really needs to make these two. That'll put them out to a 5-point lead. 2.5 minutes to go.
Grimer's first is all net. As the second one, because Grimer, second shot's left short, but it will get the roll in. So 5 point ball game, 62-57, 2:30 left to go in the game. Bevilacqua sets up at the point. Beard tries the screen on Glorbitz, rolls off, goes right side to Sharp. Now Sharp tries to drive past, does drive past Hibbert, but it's Grimer who'll get the pass that was just over on Jenny Whittle's shoulder. Milner runs the floor now down the left wing. Just Abrams pulled up Milner, but then rolled off her immediately to go to Hibbert. Right side Grimer outside the perimeter. Holly can shoot from there, but she's not the best three-point shooter in this Bulleen side. Hibbert to the elbow, gives it to Milner. Milner drives in. Abrams gets the tap on it, and it will be in a Bulleen ball from the baseline. Milner looked up and just had a wry smile on her face because she knew she threw that one.
That's
right. Corbett puts it over the top to Hibbert. Hibbert kicks it out to Milner. Milner for three! Runs out of time on the shot clock, and the shot didn't fall. The turnover will be affected. Timeout caps.
They're on the possession. They really need to come down and get a score. They want to be going into the last 2 minutes with 5 points down. Against a quality side like Bulleen.
Hibbert, Glorbitz, Grimer, Milner and Tranquilli sit on the bench for Bulleen. For the Capitals, it is Abrams, Sharp, Whittle, Tranquilli standing up his beard. Obviously he doesn't want to sit down and have that cramp happen again. And interesting assistant coach, the Bulleen Boomer, just checking out, seeing what bench changes are being run over there, just to make sure that they're giving the girls the right direction.
She's earning her money.
Yes, she is. But having a look over there, just making sure they're telling their team the right, but he didn't go as far to check that out. Quite a big contingent with the under-18 girls also on the end of the Capitals bench getting their experience of the Price Attack WNBL. So there is a massive blue, gold, or light dark blue and gold. Tranquilli, Gorbis, Grimer, Milner and Hibbert return to the floor. 2 minutes and 1 second left to go in the game. 62 plays 57. Cheryl Chambers would know that they need this win because they gave one away 2 weeks ago here at the arena and they don't want to do that again. Inside to Whittle, out to Sharp as Tranquilli goes to the floor. Sharp's been called for the travel and she is in shock.
It's an interesting time in the game to go and call sort of a small foot violation like that. You know, if you're going to blow that sort of call, then blow it the whole game through. There's been as many travels of that nature the first 37 minutes of the game.
40, full court pressure now, 62 plays 57 as Milner beats Bevilacqua with a second to spare. Bevilacqua really running it hard. Grimer gets the ball top of the arc, goes back to Milner. Milner bounce past to Hibbert. Hibbert looking for Tranquilli. Sharp manages to muscle Tranquilli out the way. Hibbert backs into the paint, gives it back to Milner, drives straight by. Milner finds the lane, but it's Whittle there who will get the rebound away. Going long, Hibbert gets intercepted on Abrams, but Hibbert goes all the way. Abrams fouls Hibbert, and Hibbert realises that was a missed opportunity there as the shot doesn't drop.
That's right, she'll go to the line, she'll probably nail the two, but it would be nice to have a three-point play, put them out by another, out to 8 points.
Yes, and well, Hibbert there was into the layup when Abrams went over the top. Abrams gets the foul, it is her fourth. So you can't use Abrams to do your dirty work now unless you want to sit her down for the remaining minute and 23 seconds. Hibbert makes the first, 63-57. Out now, off the iron, and Hibbert runs down her own rebound. So the Bulleen Melbourne Boomers get to set up the three-point play as Milner goes right side. Gorbitz now, Gorbitz puts Bevilacqua to the ground, goes to Hibbert over the top to Milner. Milner's shot doesn't drop. Beard comes up with the rebound, and Sharpie's off for the races. Down the left wing, takes on Tranquilli, puts up the shot off on foot. Grimer does the rebounding, she's mugged, and Kelly Abrams will sit down.
Yeah, that's a fifth foul, so she'll sit down for the rest of the game.
And Raffi looks down to see who she's going to use from her bench. And it is not Coach Graff who wants to wants to call up another player. They thought they might have had Hibbert in foul trouble. As it was Abrams. Marino looking to come in. Timeout called by Coach Raff. So they're going to ice Reimer while she has to sit down for this timeout. That will be Graffy's third timeout for the half. She won't have any more in the stretch.
That's right.
I guess the stretch is now.
The stretch is now. She has no option. She has to call a timeout. There, 6 points down. That was a really costly miss on that offensive rebound that they gave up to Bulleen then. That really hurt. You can't afford coming down the stretch in five games like that. You can't afford to give possession to teams like that.
It was as if they didn't box it all. They just expected that to go in. Hibbert saw she missed the shot. She cut straight at where she thought the ball was going to be and gets it back.
That's right. That's right. They get to take time off the clock and they're going to the line again. So, you know, that was really costly. The Capitals are in a position now. They've got about a minute and a quarter to go. I think that they really haven't got a lot of time to spend at the offensive end of the floor. So they are going to have to come down and get relatively quick shots on. But at the same time, they don't want to jack the first thing that comes their way. They want to get some good ball reversal and hopefully get someone on penetration.
It is going to be an interesting 58.8 seconds, so the job just gets harder when you look at the time clock.
Yes,
there. 63, place 57. Holly Grimer with two shots to come, and Katie Davis looks like she'll be coming in for the shooter. Although, no, I think Katie Davis is just considering the rain on the court, as the first one from Holly Grimer is all net. 64 plays 57, and Bulleen could right the wrong that they imposed on themselves last game here. Second shot doesn't fall. Caps that time going after the rebound. Beville Axe one now. You could almost say a deliberate miss. Sharp jacks up a three. Oh, man! And he's in the game. 51.4. Robert Hibbert. That court pressure is what the... Beard slaps the ball away from Hibbert. Hibbert walks the floor because they're in the bonus. And Beard, well, the crowd on the far side thought it was all ball. The crowd on this side was just booing because of the scowl against the Cats. And Beard's looking at the ref going, how did you see that? You were on the far side. Anyway.
Hibbert will probably make these. She's a consistent shooter from the line.
Well, she makes the first. And the three-pointer that got them back into the game is out to 5 points. Next shot makes it six. 46 seconds. Beville Aqua gets the quick pick up off the floor. Goes down. She should go for three herself. No, Globitz gets up into her face. Eventually goes to Whittle for three. Whittle three is an air ball. It falls out of play. And 34.6 seconds. Now, Whittle normally would be a good go-to girl in that.
That's
because
right.
No one was going to block her three-point shot. Milner going inbound pass. Marino fouls her and they walk the floor. I guess that's all they can do. They've got to keep stopping the clock.
They have to stop the clock. Unfortunately, a team like Moulin have shot very well from the foul line tonight and will probably continue to do so, but you've just got to take the risk.
And they're not in the position where they've got to be nervous to keep their lead.
They're
full of confidence. They're extending it at every turn. Kylie Jordan doing the floor wiping duties now. So the rain getting heavier outside, I take from that. And Milner makes both. Inbound play, 32 seconds left. Beard's going to carry it all the way. No, Milner gets it on the steal. Milner goes the rest of the way, kicks it off. Globitz holds onto it. They're going to play around with it. Now Milner runs baseline. Whittle stops the clock with a hand in, and that will see it with 20 seconds to go. Nothing Whittle can do there. They've just, like, Milner could have gone the easiest layup of the night, all open, but she goes, no, I'm playing for the team here. Kicks it out to Globitz, who fakes the three, and eventually when it goes back to Milner, Whittle has to reach in on her, and the devastation continues. 69 plays, 60, first shot goes in, second doesn't, and it's Grimer who gets to jack up another shot. Defensive boards are what they'll be working on this week. did. Bounce pass off the sharp. Downtown three-pointer. Hits the iron. Marino comes up with it. Puts it straight back up. It doesn't fall. Whittle will put it in. Mason Hines did. Has it tapped away by Grimer. And it's Tranquilli who carries it down. Three-point shot from Tranquilli is off the iron and does not fall. 69-60. Fully split the series here in Canberra with the two games played already. And that is also very important.
Absolutely. Fulham deserved that win. They played as a team the whole game. It was awesome for them, but she had some solid support from Desi Roberts was good. Milner was good for him in patches. Grimer contributed when she needed to. Unfortunately for the Capitals, it was really a one-person show for the majority of the game.
Yeah, Hibbert and Lauren Jackson just embraced off the side there to keen competitors. And the Caps go to centre court to salute all sides. It's a disappointing night tonight for the Capitals, but good crowd support for them and reasons to come out here, of course, because it was very flashy and entertaining basketball. As Cheryl Chambers has addressed her troops, we'll hear from the coaches and then be back to wrap up the game. Well, Cheryl Chambers, you keep the series alive here, splitting two games in Canberra, one and one apiece.
Yes, certainly, and that's definitely what you want to do. You want to have a split on every team, and because they got us the first time, we're very keen to get this one.
And you get us at home to secure the series now.
Yes, hopefully.
An interesting game tonight. Your team looked like it took a while in the first two quarters to adjust to the way the game was going to be played.
Yeah, certainly. And then I think we had a bit of a lapse in that fourth quarter where we just went to sleep for a little while, and the Capitals, to their credit, just came at us and played a game of it.
When the two towers were out there, it was quite an interesting time for your defence.
Yeah, certainly. I mean, they're tall, and we only had 1 6 foot 5, so it makes it quite difficult for us. But I thought as the game went on, we got a bit smarter and smarter at that. And, you know, by the end, I think that we've worked out how to play them.
And in a close game, that you've managed to be winning those ones this year, but importantly, they kept sending you the line. That's percentage.
Yeah, I guess, any win, I don't mind what it is, but I'm certainly just happy to get the win. But you're right, it's good for us to get some close games because, you know, in the past we've sort of got a bit of a tag of not getting to close games, and I think this year we've won four really close games, two in overtime.
Well, congratulations on the night.
Thank you.
Well, a tough result, but it's always hard to change your roster 24 hours before you start a game.
Yeah, without a doubt. But, you know, it's great to have Alana here. She's, as you saw tonight, you know, she was tired, she was cramping there early on in that third quarter. But, you know, and that's after flying for 20 hours to come from America, you know. So what a wonderful athlete, what a wonderful athlete to watch. You know, we're lucky to have her here.
I guess it's what she can bring to your younger group. And I know, once again, you had a big contingent under-18s here all being able to participate in Christchurch WNBL. So it's experiences that they will be able to gain from that would not normally be open to them.
Yeah, that's exactly right. I mean, that's what they learn. And not only playing, they'll see Alana, a great athlete, but they're, you know, with Lauren Jackson, with Jenny Whittle, Kelly Bivalapa, Eleanor Sharp, what they learn from veterans. And some of those things, they're hard to coach. And that's about team culture and what it's like to play hard, aggressive basketball. That's what young kids need, so it's good for them.
Unfortunately, I guess the series is still open. It's one game apiece, and you have to try and take the series from Boleyn at Benito.
Oh, yeah, without a doubt. I mean, we held them to a 69, so if we did a better job by a point defensively than we did last time, and that was after being at 40 half-time, so second half defensively was great. We just can't throw the ball away that many times, though. You know, it was a two-point game, we throw it away, then it's a four-point game as it goes down the stretch. So if we take care of that, continue to play good defensive efforts, get Boleyn in Melbourne will be great.
Yeah, well, it's going to be an interesting one. Oh. All the best for the week off because you go up against the defending premiers next week.
Oh, yeah, that's exactly right. Yeah, we're working hard to Dandenong. You know, Dandenong will go over Adelaide to see this weekend. So they're playing pretty well, and they're deep in their roster too. So we'll need a good defensive effort. We'll need to take care of the ball.
All right, all the best for that.
Thanks, Craig.
You're choosing Hibbert, a big night tonight. You sort of let one go last time you were here at the AF Arena, but you've managed to ride it tonight.
Yeah, that's it. We had a great team effort. You know, we were just a bit disappointed last last time we came, we felt like we probably could have gotten the win. But yeah, great to come out and have a good game and beat these guys. I mean, obviously they're missing Lauren, but you know, Alana Beard's a phenomenal player, and she's going to be great for the next 5 weeks.
Yeah, it's an interesting time, and well, it was interesting to see you've had WNBA experience, but to see them out here in your own home turf is a bit different.
Yeah, it's great that she's taken the opportunity to come out to Australia and play in the league and see what it's like. You know, a lot of those girls go to Europe, but you know, to have them come to this league improves this league and makes people want to come out and watch, so it's fantastic.
Well, good luck for the rest of the season.
Thanks very much.
Hello, Sharps. It's tough game for tonight. Bullying has given you a hard run last time. Lauren was the difference in that game in the third quarter, and tonight shuffling the roster around took a bit of while to get going, and in some respects it was a bit too much to chew off.
I think you know, it's always a big adjustment when you've got a new player coming, especially playing the minutes that Alana did, and I think credit to her, she did really well. She learned our stuff this morning, and yeah, she's done remarkably well. We had catches there, which I thought, you know, we showed glimpses of good play that we haven't shown so far this season, but then we sort of showed more, you know, average catches. So I think there were some positive signs that we can take out of that game, and you know, picked up the bad ones, which I'm sure we'll be going back to the training court this week to do. You know, we're very disappointed with that. And Bullying are a quality side, there's no mistake in that, but you know, we regard ourselves as a quality side as well, and we're aiming for, you know, top four finals, and we've got to be matched with this calibre of team. Yeah.
You go up against defending premiers in Dandenong next week. The big advantage is you get some time to run some offensive sets.
Yeah, that's right. Some time with having Alana in our mix will be good for us. And, you know, I think Dan have been playing really well. I saw the ABC game today, and to see the Hamilton is playing remarkably well. But I think we've matched up, you know, really well. We matched up pretty well with them. So I'm looking forward to another good game, another game where we can, you know, measure ourselves and hopefully come away with a win.
All the best for that.
Thank you.
Holly Grimer, nice to get a win back here at the AIS Arena. The AIS didn't get to play too many games here, but you still think of it as a home court, I'm sure.
Yeah, definitely. It's just great to get a win. You know, like a couple of weeks ago we came here and we got beaten by 7, so we knew it was going to be another tough game, and they brought in Alana Beard, and we knew she was going to be a confident scorer. So we're just happy. It was a hard-fought game, but we're happy with the win.
How did you feel when you were looking and you're going, Jenny Whittle at 200, that's right, Tracy Beatty at 202, or Jenny Whittle at 195, which one do I go to?
Oh, I know, they're very tall, and I mean, we're probably one of the smaller teams in the league, so whenever we play against them, it's always a challenge to try and stop them, because they pretty much just have to put their hands up and they've got a bit of an advantage, but we're pretty happy with the win, so.
Well, all the best. You don't have to come back to the arena, but you've got a couple of trips to the training hall still to come.
Yeah, I'm looking forward to it.
All the best.
Thank you.
Well, Tracy Beatty, it was an interesting night, I just say, at least, and we saw plenty of meters with the two towers out there.
Yeah, it was a disappointing loss. It blew out in the end there. That wasn't the telling tale of the game, but yeah, it was disappointing on our part.
It's always tough to change a team so close to game time. It looked like AB was really starting to understand a bit more about you by about half game. She seemed to know which way to go, which way to hit the pass.
Yeah, actually I was quite surprised the way that she's picked up the plays, but I suppose that's what she does. That's her full-time profession. I think with a week of training will be awesome. Like tonight was awesome, but you know, just that extra week for the rest of us and learning how the rest of us play and where to pass it and whatever, it'll be good. So yeah.
The old team doing a bit of scouting tonight, and I saw Jenny Screen looking after your little one.
Yes, he stole my little one off AIS girls. She came in, they just got off the plane, so they came straight here and yeah, had a bit of a scout, and then they play AIS tomorrow. So.
Before you play Dandenong next week.
Yes, well, we play Dandenong next week. So again, another toughie, and yeah, we'll see how we go, and hopefully Alana fits in. I mean, not that she's not fitting in now, but yeah, she gets all the plays, and we've only shown her a little handful, and yeah, it'll be good.
Well, all the best for the week.
Thank you.
So you've heard from the coaches and the players. Michelle, it was,
it was a patchy affair by the Capitals. Bulleen showed that they are a class outfit and they are definitely a top four.
Yeah, they are. I mean, they were consistent the entire game. When the Capitals started to make runs at them or, in fact, got out to a small lead, they always came back. They played well as a unit. They're a good team. They had solid contributions. I mean, Hibbert ended up with 29 and clearly dominated the scoring. They had solid contributions from players throughout the entire game. So that's what they need. Unfortunately, the Caps didn't get the same.
All right, looking at those final stats now, and it is interesting to see for Alana Baird, 22 points, leading the Caps scoring, but towards the end it was Sharp and also Abrams who managed to hit 11, so that's making it a bit more respectable across the order. Then 6 points to Jenny Whittle, who I thought honestly had the ball a lot more than that, but just weren't dropping for her, and Tracy Beattie with 7 points, so Beattie gets the points on the night in scoring. 1 from 4 from the free throw line tells us what she'll be practicing this week.
That's right. Maybe she'll have to modify that shot action that she has.
Yes, indeed. 29, as you mentioned, Holly Grimer for Katrina Hibbert. Holly Grimer, who you heard from, 15 points. 10 points to Desiree Glorbitz. 9 to Sharon Milner. And 4 to Larissa Kavanagh. 2 to Alison Tranquilli. Across the board, though, the rest of the story, 2 fouls against Bulleen in the game. The fouls blew out at the end, of course, on the Caps because they were stopping the clock. So it was 22, but out of 22, you'd have to take at least 3, maybe 4 off the clock-stopping procedures. So, but even so, that is still more. You'd still end up with 19 there.
That's right, yeah.
So they still gave away more fouls at the end of the game. Turnovers, costly. 25 turnovers to 15, and as Coach Buckle told us, they can't afford to turn the ball over that many times, even though they managed to keep Bulleen to a lower score than when they were last here.
That's right. I mean, the possession is absolutely critical, especially against a team like Bulleen, who will, when they force you to make mistakes, they'll capitalise on those and convert them at the other end of the floor. You know, and there were a couple of, like, coming down the stretch, there were a couple of critical points where the Capitals just didn't do the really basic things. A perfect example is the block out on that foul shot situation. Hibbert came out with the ball again. They got possession, scored, you know, and that sort of thing kills you when you're coming down the stretch in a close game.
Okay, and finally, the Caps now are also, this is the problem for the last 2 weeks. They played Sydney and now they've played Bulleen. 40% shooting from the field when your opponent's shooting 50. 18 from the arc or from outside the arc when your opponents are shooting 25. And 55 from the line when your opponents are shooting 84. It's not all good, although I'm now looking at the, that was the first half. It evened up towards the end of the game, but still 75 from the free throw line to 56 is not good enough.
That's right, and I mean, that's the little stuff that you can do that can make a huge difference in the game. I think one of the reasons why the Capitals shooting percentage isn't as good as we would like it to be is because that they're not settled offensively. They look like they're taking shots that they're uncomfortable with. They're not coming directly out of their offense. And I think that's partly they've lost Lauren out of the rotation. It puts a big hole in there, and they're trying to adjust to that. But they haven't got time to adjust in this league. If you drop games early, you're going to struggle towards the end of the season to make the finals.
Well, ahead next week is the Dandenong Rangers and the defending premiers. It doesn't get any easier in the Price Attack WNBL. On behalf of Michelle Hocking, in front of a crowd of 1,210 people at the AIS Arena, it was the Bulleen Melbourne Boomers, 69, defeating the Canberra Transact Capitals, 60.